Hurricane Laura will hit tonight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
If you can get out safely and inexpensively, I'd do it.
But he says he has to stay in Holly Beach, Louisiana, to care for elders and others who can't leave.
Some of the cowboys got to stay behind and protect the herd.
Now Fox's Evan Brown tracking Laura live. The wind up to 125 miles an hour now.
Yeah, Dave, that's still Category 3, but categories are based on wind, and storm surge is what kills most people. And storm surge on the coast and inland from East Texas through Louisiana to Mississippi will be very bad. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graff.
Anywhere from the Bolivar Peninsula could get 6 to 9 foot of some of that storm surge. Sea Rim State Park over to Intercoastal City, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge. That includes Sabine Lake and Calcasieu Lake. That includes that entire area.
Evacuation orders persist along that stretch of coast, and local leaders are reminding residents that those who do not leave will not be rescued later, Dave.
Evan, police trying to figure out who fired the shots last night in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and left two people dead, another injured, after protesters who had burned buildings and looted stores clashed with police a third night in a row, angry over the shooting of a black man on Sunday.
They used the rubber bullets, the pepper spray, the tear gas to try to disperse the demonstrators. The demonstrators respond by throwing bottles, using the fireworks, a lot of the typical stuff. They've got a lot of their makeshift shields that they used. Ultimately, law enforcement from a number of different agencies formed up the big line and drove them out of the park that is in front of the courthouse. And after that, as the demonstrators spread, as they started conflicting with each other, that's when the gunfire broke out.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kenosha. Vice President Pence takes center stage at the Republican convention the night after Secretary of State Pompeo had a speech from Jerusalem.
This president has led bold initiatives in nearly every corner of the world.
Now, Democrats want to investigate if the Secretary of State broke the law with political activity in his job. America's listening to Fox News.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Is your air conditioning system ready for the summer heat? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Excessive heat warning today and tomorrow, 112 and partly sunny today, 85 tonight, south wind at 10, 111 and sunshine tomorrow, 85 tomorrow night, and then Friday, sunny and 108, 106 and sunny on Saturday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. Studio, we have Richard Sprague, owner, general manager, the boss at Sprague Sports. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, John.
And Chris Bettinger, the Region 4 Public Affairs and Community Liaison, Arizona Game and Fist. Good morning, Chris. You need a longer title.
Oh, I know. It's not long enough. They tried to shorten it to Packle, but a couple of people revolted over it.
Yeah, Packle doesn't work for me. We live in such an acronym world anyway.
Yeah.
Let's just cool it. But
well, thanks for having me.
You bet. So, as public affairs and community liaison for Arizona Game and Fish, right now, dove season starts next Tuesday. What's it like in your office? What's the chatter like? And what's the energy level like?
Well, I got to say, we're practicing the same guidelines as everyone else. Our office is still open, but we're taking customers outside. But for the most part, Arizona's open for hunting and fishing. I mean, outdoor activities in the sunlight, you know, are recommended. And so, honestly, hunting and fishing sales, license sales are up since the pandemic started. So we're doing pretty well. We're recommending that people social distance, and what better way to do that than outdoors?
Yeah, the timing of this morning's Chamber Chatter is pretty good, because this morning's Yuma Sun sports section talked about the fishing, the permits are up, the licenses are up, there's good fishing to be had out there, so yeah, timing is good.
And it's fishing at every level, whether you're a bass fisherman in a boat or whether you want to just take your family over to the Yuma West Wetlands for a morning, throwing a line in the water. You know, every opportunity there for fishing in Yuma County.
One of the things in my pre-Chamber Chatter Facebook post, I talked about, you know, those permit fees. I think it's important that people understand where that money goes. So walk me through some of the pieces and parts of where that cash goes.
Well, first of all, we take no money from the state's general fund. We are basically self-funded. We run the agency as a business, and those fees that we generate from hunting and fishing licenses and also tags go back into the ground for conservation. It pays for our law enforcement officers, but also funds projects related to habitat, because the greatest risk to wildlife, not only in Arizona and the country and the world, is loss of habitat. So that money goes straight back into the ground and right back into conservation.
So, okay, my head exploded here in the studio. We have to pick up the gray matter. Okay, you're a government entity, run like a business.
That's absolutely right.
I'll let that percolate just for a second, because I think that's important.
It is important.
Especially the way that you take the money.
It's refreshing is what it is.
Exactly. But recirculate that money, put it back into conservation efforts. So walk me through what some of those conservation efforts might be.
Well, right now during the summer, of course, it's howling water. You know, we haven't had any rain in Arizona in quite a bit of time, and especially in the Yuma area. So all of our efforts pretty much in the summertime leading up to right now when hunting season starts is basically hauling water and make sure that wildlife survives when we are in a period of a drought. So all of us, the whole region, is involved in that effort during the summertime. In the wintertime, it's providing access to hunters and anglers to areas around Arizona. It's opening up access, for that matter. And it's also providing, you know, customer service and law enforcement so that our, you know, people that want to engage in hunting and fishing without doing it the correct way are actually stealing resources from Arizona. So we pretty heavily enforce the idea that you have to have a hunting and fishing license to enjoy those activities in Arizona.
So, Richard, walk me through how that works out, where you get this hunting, I'm killing and doing bad things, yet you're conserving and regenerating. How do you explain that to people who just don't get it? I mean, other than, you know, getting out the Bible and that sort of thing, I mean, how do you walk them through what the Second Amendment does, what the licenses do, what your business does actually make wildlife thrive?
Well, it's so necessary. There's so much impact by population, and without proper, you know, management by these conservation experts and funded by hunters and sportsmen alike, it just wouldn't exist. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt started the whole deal, and I mean, the success speaks for itself in volumes. Just look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie.
Yep, and you're exactly right. So we have some new things going on with dove season this year. We have to not do some things. We've got some new things going on. Walk me through what's happening this season for dove, Richard.
Well, we are doing social distancing this year, Yuma style. And that's our theme of our T-shirt for the dove opener. We are not doing the big breath contest this year. We didn't feel it would be proper to ask people to congregate. We aren't doing any big special promotions, but we're just taking care of business. We're very busy. The whole industry has been basically slammed since March, late March, mid-March. And just taking care of folks' concerns and needs with all that's been going on in the world. But we are preparing for a good dove opener. The numbers, I think, are out there. I think the dove population is good. The dove population is not concerned with COVID or anything else that's going on. I haven't seen a dove with a mask on yet, and I've been out looking.
And doves are not on social media, so we got that going for us.
Yeah. But we do have some, you know, a lot of things have been shifted or canceled this year, event-wise. But we do have some things that will be going on, like we have a pre-dove warm-up out at Adair Park at the Yuma Trap and Skeet Club range this Sunday. It's open to the public. And that'll start at 7 and run till the people just quit lining up to get, you know, tuned up. Of course, we're encouraging people to buy their hunting licenses and bird stamps online. That's real convenient. We will have computers and printers set up at our store for those that aren't able. And we will help people. We will still write licenses, but we're not going to be set up with the license writing line as in the past, because I just didn't feel like that would be, we wouldn't have the space to do it properly. So we'll be ready with a, like I say, with a, we'll have some sales reps in just to answer questions additional, but not a overabundance of them, just kind of business as usual. There's the Clint Curry Youth Dove Hunt will be taking place on the opening day.
Oh, good.
That's out at Dome Valley, and people are need to pre-register for that at the Yuma Valley Rod and Gun Club's website. There's a limited number of spaces available for that. It's about 36 spots, and it'll be a great hunt and a worthwhile event, I think. But
I'll get that website during the commercial break. We'll get it out there. The Yuma Valley
Rod and Gun Club. Okay. Yep, the Clint Corey Memorial Youth Dove Hunt.
And so you're not doing those big events, but you're still doing the things in the store to help out the first-timers. You're still doing all the things in the store.
We look forward to that. Supplies are different this year. We're honestly having trouble getting some shotguns, regular hunting shotguns. I think everybody has got them in their by their front door in the closet or something like that. All the pump shotguns have been soaked up. We've got guns, but it's just not our normal selection this year. We are completely challenged as an industry, in the shooting sports industry, with supply and demand. Demand and supply is just in, you know, at an imbalance right now.
After the break, let's talk about more 2020 creativity, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
The coronavirus pandemic has hit families hard. Senator Martha McSally knows how difficult it's been.
This is the most challenging year that people have had in their lifetime.
And Senator Martha McSally delivered critical funding for our hospitals to save lives and vital aid for Arizona small businesses, saving 1 million jobs, and with them, precious health insurance for families. Now, Senator Martha McSally is working to help small businesses again, to save more jobs and to protect the health insurance families depend on. Senator McSally's bill, S-4117, would cut government red tape and make it easier for small businesses to get the resources they need to keep Arizonans employed. Call Senator Martha McSally at 602-952-2410 and urge her to pass S-4117, cutting red tape and helping small businesses. Tell Senator McSally to keep fighting to save our jobs and health insurance. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. Visit NationwideVision.com for more information.
See the Nationwide Vision difference. Nationwide Vision.
Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Herbs to Oils knows that good health starts with good water, especially in the Yuma summer heat. That's why the Herbs to Oils water experts offer four different types of pure drinking water. Whether you choose reverse osmosis, hydrogen oxygen, iodized alkaline, or simple distilled water, you're getting healthy hydration the Herbs to Oils way. For natural and holistic health, there's only one Herbs to Oils, Fortuna Palms Plaza in the foothills. And always open at Herbs, the number two, oilsaz.com.
Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for snug top shells and lids. Snug top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry leading quality and trend setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. Studio, Richard Sprague, owner, general manager of the Big Boss at Sprague Sports. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, John.
And Chris Bettinger, Region 4 Public Affairs and Community Liaison, Arizona Game and Fish. Good morning, Chris. Good
morning, John.
We're also on Facebook Live, sponsored by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Good morning, Facebook Live. Here we go. So there's still lots of things happening with the Dove opener, September 1st, which is next Tuesday. Hotel rooms are at a premium. There's only a couple left, which tells me that we're going to be okay as far as the numbers. It's going to be different, but we're going to be all right.
You know, it's a Tuesday opener this year. It always, you know, falls on the 1st, and it doesn't matter what day of the week it is, and it rotates every year. So I'm actually kind of grateful it's a Tuesday, not a weekend opener, because we're going to have crowds here. We're going to have to manage the crowds to the best of our ability. But, you know, I can tell you from being in retail that you can have your best practices in place, but you may not get cooperation from those that you aren't paying to be there. So your customers right. don't necessarily adhere to the best practices during our current COVID crisis time, you know, of life here. So we're going to have crowds, but the Tuesday opener will help out a little bit. But it will also spread them out. I think we'll see that Labor Day weekend that follows. I think we'll see some additional folks. So I think it'll spread them out pretty nice, you know, a little bit better than in the past anyway.
How are we doing on fields? The same numbers of fields, kind of in the same place? Can't say yet. How's that going, Chris?
So we have the same agreements that we had last year with the farmers.
Great.
We have five or six, I believe, fields set aside, and they're spread out throughout Yuma County. And the idea is that those fields are here to keep the birds in Yuma, because typically this time of year during monsoon season, as soon as the monsoons hit, the white wings will head back to Mexico. We haven't had a storm this year, so they're all still here, but that those grain fields help keep those birds here a little bit longer, because we're usually at this time shifting over to produce. So we have a pretty good working relationship with some agricultural partners, and we have a person in our office who's leaving us, unfortunately, Megan McWard, who's been working very hard with those partners to get these fields organized. And again, it's an opportunity for hunters in Yuma, especially, because there's nowhere else in the state where they're doing it.
Is that one of the reasons why Yuma is the dove hunting capital of the world, that those kind of partnerships,
well,
Richard?
Well, the fields are definite help. But, you know, Yuma's agricultural industry is basically what brings the birds and keeps the birds here and has been keeping them here for years. The other thing that we have that a lot of places don't have is the white wing. The white wing are just not found. Morning dove are throughout, I think, every state in the country, but the white wing are not. So it's just kind of a unique hunting experience and opportunity. Plus, now that the Eurasians are, you know, pretty much very vibrant population of Eurasian birds here, which you can hunt year-round and there's no limit on them because they're considered an invasive species, migrating up here from Central America, I'm told. You know, just lots of opportunity, and a lot of people come here from Southern California. I think about 80% of our out-of-town hunters are from Southern California because they have such dense population, and they, you know, they're outdoorsmen. They just want to get out. They want to escape that the crowded mess and mass that they've got over there. And they end up in Yuma, and God bless them, you know, because they are sportsmen, and we just hope they, you know, I want to encourage everybody to pick up every single shotgun shell that hits the ground, and let's keep these fields clean, because access is not a guarantee.
And being good stewards of the ground, being good stewards of those fields, keeps us coming back every year. You know, if you mess it up one year, then you lose that ground, you lose that, and you lose the relationship and that trust, which is what these things are built upon, I'd imagine.
Yeah, there's a lot of fields out there that are being groomed for produce, you know, right now, and if you know, we don't want to see any footprints in these fields. I mean, if it's a churned up field, that's one thing. If it's a disc up field, but if it's a fresh bed that they've just groomed, man, you don't want to be walking out there in those fields. As well as, you know, picking up all your trash and litter.
So to get do's and don'ts, azgfd.com or yumadovehunting.com. Is it hunting.com?
Yumadovehunting.com, okay. is the main website that we push people towards. It has maps where those fields are, not specific locations, but general areas where those fields are, okay. So people can hunt around them. There's information on you know, when it's legal shooting hours, what the regulations are for dove hunting in particular. Any questions they have, they can either, if they can't find them on the website, the best bet is to call our office.
And that phone number is?
928-342-0091. We've tried to set up that website, and it's through our partnership here in Yuma with Richard's one of those partners in the Yuma Visitors Bureau, and we try to get all those questions that people have asked us over the last decade or so onto that website, you know, just to make it a little
easier. It's a great website. Chris did an awesome job with it.
Yeah, it's a little different this year because we had to take all the events off of it, but
there's still plenty of information.
There's plenty of information, yes.
So the other phone number, Richard, the phone number to your store, sir?
It's 928-726-0022.
0022-726-0022. I bought a few handguns in my day. The kind of support, intelligence, coaching, understanding that I get from the folks at your counter is world class. I tell a story all the time. I wanted to buy a certain handgun, and the guy knew the man that made it. He lived in Sheboygan. He knew everything about it. He made me take it apart, put it back together before he would let me buy it. I mean, that kind of stuff is just doesn't happen everywhere. So congratulations
Thank
to you, the coach and your team. You do it right. You absolutely do it right.
Well, we're all enthusiasts and users of our products, and we all look forward to going to work every single day, because we're getting to be helping people that are like-minded and have an interest in what we believe strongly in.
You talked about shotguns being scarce. How's the ammo? How are we doing on ammo?
Well, you know, we have plenty of ammo for dove season. Okay. We do have limits on how much you can buy every day, but if you can't get your limit with two cases of shotgun shells per day, per person, then I can hook you up with a coach.
Or take up bowling. Take up bowling or the Adair warm-up. Let's talk about the Adair warm-up. That's this Sunday?
Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning till probably till it gets real, real hot, or maybe just early afternoon. I'll probably be done.
That's Sunday the 30th at 7 a.m., the warm-up. Yeah. So you'll probably use less ammo if you go practice a bit, I
would
imagine.
It wouldn't hurt.
But you want them to buy ammo, too. So
well, we sell clay birds and hand throwers, and you can go out on your own and practice anytime or often, you know. So I want to emphasize the importance of scouting. This is, you know, part of hunting and being a hunter is getting out and finding your locations, finding the best spots. You don't want to be in a field that may be super hot, but it might be also too crowded. You want to keep safety in mind with eye protection and hearing protection, and I can't emphasize that enough. Binoculars make a big difference. You can be parked somewhere, looking around, trying to see what makes sense, and then all of a sudden you put your binoculars up and you go, holy cow, look at that. And you can't see with your naked eye. So binoculars, just like in big game hunting, when you're bird hunting, make a big difference out there. So encourage everybody to, take a look at the yumaduffhunting.com website. See the general habitat field areas, but then look around and get out there and check the perimeters, too.
Because it is called hunting.
It is still called hunting.
X marks a spot, go shoot. It's not that. Okay,
no, it's
hunting.
Not.
Okay. Is there a trick to hand-throwing a clay pigeon? Because it took me a while to get it down pat. I almost got killed. I'm throwing clay pigeons, and I threw one over my left shoulder, and the guy shooting was to my right. So the clay pigeon was between... I was between he and the clay pigeon. Yeah.
Well,
stop laughing, Russ.
There's a variety of different throwers out there, and they all have different characteristics, and you got to kind of practice that wrist snap.
You do it wrong just one time.
Preferably before they start shooting.
but no, I did like six or seven.
You want to draw a line in the sand, tell them the gun barrel doesn't go past this line, no matter where the bird is.
One got away from me, and this is a true story, and I flung it, and now the clay pigeon's over here, and I hit the ground. I just... You know, my brother-in-law, same difference, I think. But
we've had guys in a group setting throw clay birds straight up just to try to make the shot difficult. Guy missed. The clay bird came down and smacked dab in the middle of the guy's hood and left a nice mark.
Well, better his hood than his coconut, because that would probably just knock you out.
Yeah.
But again, it's great. That is great practice, too. And just, again, finding the rhythm, that sort of thing. So shooting hours, you mentioned earlier, Chris, they're from sunup.
Half hour before sunrise.
Okay.
I don't know the time right offhand, but it's available on yumaduffhunting.com.
Typically, it's going to be 5:40, 5:45. And even then, you're going to have to judge it based on the horizon and how well you can see. It's always about safety.
Is there also
safe shooting light?
Is there also a second shooting time in the day towards dusk or no?
It's basically a half hour before sunrise until sunset. Once that sun goes down behind the horizon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you usually have your limit by breakfast time, generally.
But you know, some people have different work schedules, and so it's nice to be able to, you know, not necessarily have to go out in the morning to get a hunt in. You can catch the end of the day and stuff.
When my wife was in Parker years ago, her folks would go out crack of dark some days and just before the sundown other days, just depending, like you said, the work hours, that sort of thing. But it's truly a family affair. It's truly a family event. You see generations out there, and I see them in your store.
Yeah.
You know, grandpas with dads and kids, that sort of thing. That's going to make you happy.
It is. We see people in our store at dove season that we have known for decades, literally decades. And like I said, we'll see two, three generations in line getting, you know, equipment and licenses in the past and stuff like that. So it's not uncommon.
But they're learning how to do it right. They're learning the right way. They're learning to respect the land. They're learning to respect, you know, the Second Amendment. They're learning all of the respect pieces that go along with owning firearms.
Well, and you know, when you get out in Mother Nature, you see things that you wouldn't normally see. This morning I was out just kind of looking at fields, and I noticed some stuff in a field that had been just kind of churned up, and I got my binoculars out, and lo and behold, there's over 60 ducks in this field, just off the levee. And they're out there just having breakfast, you know. But, I mean, I count them. I go, look, there's so many ducks. And I don't know what kind they were. You know, it was a little bit dark, and I couldn't tell for sure.
We'll talk about that more after the break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBOU.
Heat alert! Heat alert! This is a heat warning from Hyundai of Yuma. August is one of the hottest months in Yuma, with record-breaking heat. It's so hot that the prices are melting at Hyundai of Yuma. Like $5,000 off new 2020 Santa Fe's, or $4,000 off new 2020 Tucson's. And during the epic summer sales event, even the rates have melted to a low 0% financing on select models. Remember, all new Hyundais come with a limited 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So during this epic event, all offers will be considered and all credit applications will be accepted. So come out today and be cool with these amazing offers only at Hyundai of Yuma. Hyundai of Yuma buys cars. No matter the condition, we will pay top dollar for your trade-in. Bring it in today for a quick appraisal. If you like the offer, you can either trade it in or sell it to us directly. Hyundai of Yuma, a proud Yuma Strong and vet-owned dealership. Visit in person on 32nd Street or online 24/7 at HyundaiofYuma.com.
All offers plus tax, title, license, rebates, rental of any finance offer, 0% of approval of any rebates on approved credit. See you for details.
KBLU News Talk 560 is in search of motivated individuals to join its radio and digital marketing team in the greater Yuma area. The ideal candidate will have an interest in helping our business customers succeed, have the desire to be successful, the curiosity to find out more. Computer skills, problem solving, creativity, and dedication are all required. Sound like a fit for you? Apply online by sending your resume to HireMeNow at edbroadcasters.com or go to our website, edbroadcasters.com, and click on Careers. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity is brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
Fox News on AM 560 Radio is brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Kennedy said, "Only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. You and I are that generation."
What lessons has millionaire Mark Kelly learned along the way?
I learned pretty quickly that life's not going to hand you anything.
Oh, really? Mark Kelly's schemes have been handed millions of your tax dollars. Kelly got handed $15 million in Arizona tax dollars to build his company. They promised to create lots of jobs. But what did we get? Their lofty predictions turned into layoffs. Arizona taxpayers got played, while the company Kelly co-founded got millions of your money. Now the company was handed up to $2 million taxpayer dollars in coronavirus relief after Mark Kelly blasted the same program for political gain. Playing politics while Arizona's small businesses and families were suffering. Mark Kelly got rich, and taxpayers paid the bill. Defend Arizona, paid for, and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in the studio. Richard Sprague, owner and general manager of Sprague Sports. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, John.
Chris Bettinger, Region 4 Public Affairs and Community Liaison, Arizona Game and Fish. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John.
We're talking dove hunting, things like that. Have one chamber announcement. Our next Good Morning Yuma is going to be September the 10th at 7 a.m. It'll be broadcast live on Facebook Live. We'll do it virtually again. This time we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express, and we're going to have a celebration of excellence and community engagement. We get to celebrate six members of the month. We have not had mixers for 6 months to hand out members of the month. So the staff came up with the idea, let's have the program, or the next Good Morning Yuma, being handing out those awards to the last six months of members of the month. Jonathan Lyons is one of them. Julie Engel, GYDC. The gaps from Brewers, a whole bunch of folks doing it right every single day and contributing to this great community. They don't do it for the recognition. They don't do it for the parades or the statues or whatever. They do it. It's the right thing to do. So we're looking forward to that celebration. That's going to be September 10th. That's a Thursday morning, 7 a.m. broadcast from the Holiday Inn Express, and we're going to have some fun with that. I'm looking forward to that. I really am. Let's get back to the family affair. Let's get back to generational things like that. How young can I be to get a license? Walk me through the youth aspect of that, if you would, Richard. And I think that's pretty important.
Well, for hunting, for big game, you need a license at age 10 for big game. You can only hunt big game if you're age 10 or above.
Okay.
And I believe you're going to need a hunter safety course until age 12. And hunter safety courses are available online. There's a field day component to that that has been suspended for now by Arizona Game and Fish, and we're not sure when that'll come back available, but it's a moving target always, it seems like, on that.
Moving target, I get the pun. No problem.
Yeah.
But so this online, that's where you go to azgfd.com to get
information about it. We have a volunteer program that runs our hunter education program. It's a volunteer-based, even through Richard's, it's a volunteer-based. And right now, like Richard said, the in-person and stuff has all been suspended. All of our hunter education classes have been pushed online. And, of course, we'll go back to regular classes once we get through the pandemic. But for now, if people are interested in taking a hunter education class, which includes gun safety and how to, you know, navigate out in the field and things, it's not just about hunting. It's about gun safety as well. That information is available on our website. And also the class schedules are available when we go back to regular classes online. You can sign up and do everything through our website.
Okay, and that's azgfd.com. As specifically for dove hunting, it's yumadovehunting.com. Richard, what does your team tell first-timers? They come to the counter and say, this is my first time to Yuma, I'm here to dove hunt, ba-doom. I mean, there has to be a fun educational conversation happens after that. What's a typical conversation like with that first-time dove hunter?
Well, we, of course, inform them about the dove hunting website, which is packed with information and really helps with the process of indoctrinating somebody new to the Yuma area. We do sell maps of Yuma as well from U.S. Geological Survey, which are kind of, they're different scales of those maps. Those are common, but a lot of mapping technology is available on for your cell phones now.
Okay.
So a lot of people have migrated to using that. And then we just talk to them about the do's and don'ts of being respectful to the landowners and, you know, where it's legal and okay to hunt and shoot and discharge a firearm within city limits if you're in a hunting scenario and quarter mile from road or residence, so without permission from the landowner, of course, and so on and so forth like that.
What's the number one tip? I'm looking for that golden nugget. Give me the silver bullet, pardon the pun. What's the one?
Scouting is a silver bullet.
Scouting.
Everybody wants the easy route. We get calls all week long. Where do we go? There's no substitute for scouting because the areas change. The areas that were hot for dove hunting last year might not be hot this year.
And so, I'll tell you, the fields are changing daily. I mean, there is so much dust in the air from all the tractor work that's going on. You can't hardly even see very far. The visibility is way low, depending on where you're at. If the wind's not blowing, I mean, the fields are changing daily. So scouting is key to it, and really that's the best tip.
So there's no hot tip like stay close to water. There's no real nugget. And that's okay if you're holding back.
Well, birds have to roost somewhere.
Okay.
They've got to get water somewhere, and they got to eat somewhere. If you can put yourself in between all that, then you got a good spot. Typically.
I love
that's
it.
That's the sweet spot.
That's the sweet spot. Okay, no. That's
you can only find it, though, if you scout.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, there is some work involved. And I think that is part of the fun. My ex-brother-in-law, we went squirrel hunting in Missouri. We walked for 9 hours and never came up with a single. I never discharged a firearm, not once. We scouted. We went hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Never discharged a firearm.
And we saw sights and you heard sounds. And you smell things that you don't see when you're doing your normal day-to-day life.
I picked up seashells in the middle of Missouri.
Uh-huh.
I picked up seashells in the middle of Missouri, and it really got me thinking. So it made that walk less dreary because your imagination kicks in. And what was here millions of years ago, and it happens the same thing if you're scouting, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I love it. We have a question. Is Yuma still the best location for dove hunting? I think the answer is yes, but do we rival anybody as far as dove hunting?
I think there's some really good spots in Texas.
Okay.
And you know, I think Yuma's one of them. I mean, I think there's some good spots in California as well. I mean, it's just Yuma is definitely and consistently one of the very best places to hunt dove in the country.
And part of it's the agriculture, part of it's the Colorado River. It's just this perfect storm of habitat for dove. It's kind of the same in Texas. They have some of the same habitat along the southern border, so they get the white wing as well.
And, you know, Mexico's part of it, too. I mean, we're in this particular, you know, the border. There's dove flying back and forth into Mexico every single day and roosting in the United States.
So, which makes it a great place to hunt dove.
And that border wall doesn't stop them one bit.
They don't wear masks. They don't get
stuck. They don't wear masks. They're not concerned with the wall.
They're on social media, which is a good thing. Post-dove season, when does the season end?
On the 15th every year. 15th.
Hey, we should talk about limits, too. I don't think we've touched on that.
But please, let's do.
Okay, so the limits, none of the legalities of the season have changed. The limits are still the same, so it's 15 birds a day, of which only 10 can be white wing. After 3 days of hunting, if you've reached your limit each day, the possession limit is 45 birds, of which only 30 can be white wing. And after you reach that possession limit, you actually just have to have a barbecue before you can go hunting again. So the daily limit is still the same, though. It's 15 birds per day, of which only 10 can be white wing. But again, you can only hold 45 before you got to eat.
Okay.
And I will tell you that if your barbecue is not, you're not ready for a barbecue and you want to go continue to hunt, you can take that game to Crossroads Mission, and they will graciously accept it and appreciate it and cook it up and serve it right.
What
then you get to go hunting again.
No, but what a great idea.
Yeah, and they'll do that with anything in your freezer or pantry. They'll graciously accept it, and they need it.
And,
Crossroads Mission.
And, yeah, did you do the empty your freezer promotion this year?
We have it scheduled for September.
Okay.
Middle of September.
Walk us through what that is, because that's really a cool
spin.
Well,
it's a food drive that we put on that's a little different than others, in that we accept stuff from the dark confines of your freezer that is possibly mislabeled. As long as it's frozen, solid, we'll let the professional cooks at Crossroads Mission and at the food bank figure out if it's edible.
But prior to elk season and deer season, you empty your freezer, okay, take it to Crossroads, or take it to you, and you'll take it to Crossroads.
We have a food, you know, this food drive we set up, we have a freezer out front of the store.
Okay.
It's a drive-through drop-off. We do some fun with some door prizes for those that contribute, and everybody gets a range pass, and... yeah, it's turned out real well in the past. And we're hopeful to do it in September. We've pushed it off a couple of times, and just due to what's going on in the community with COVID and all, I'm just being careful. But we're hopeful in September we can pull it off.
Well, see, that's very human, okay, to take, okay, we've got deer and elk coming up the last time in your freezer. You spin off of that, take it to Crossroads Mission, and everybody wins.
Yeah, everybody wins. Fall.
Yep. So, is the raffle still going on at Yuma Catholic?
It is. It's in full swing. Thanks for mentioning that. it's 175 guns plus a few other grand prizes like a Polaris Ranger, and it's a super great raffle. Good fundraiser for them, for the kids at Yuma Catholic. And we have tickets at the store. We can drop off tickets if you've been mailed tickets. This year they're going to have a ticket booth that I think they somehow got from this radio station at some point in past history, and it's to be set up actually today out front of Sprague, and we'll do the early bird drawing on the September the 5th at 2 p.m., and that'll be at our store in our classroom, and anybody who's in that early bird, get your tickets in early. If you're a winner in the early bird, you go back in the main drawing, which will be about the middle of October.
But tickets are available at your store right
now.
Yes,
we have plenty of them.
And they're how much?
They're $25 each, or a book of 10 for 200, or maybe, I can't remember. I think they're 20 bucks each, and if you buy a book, you get a golden ticket.
Okay.
So if you spend 200 bucks, you get a golden ticket that goes in for the Polaris Ranger, a couple of gun safes, and a great pair of Vortex binoculars.
I brought a couple extra 20s with me this morning, hoping you'd have tickets with you, but that's okay. I'll follow you back to the store.
You really want to get that whole book so you got that golden ticket. That's the key to it.
Yeah, see, he sets the hook. Pardon the pun, but we're using all kinds of hunting and fishing puns this morning. But again, thank you for your contribution to community. Again, the raffle really helps the kids at Yuma Catholic. I'm a big fan of school choice, and they're doing it right over there. Rhett Stallworth and his entire team at YC are doing it right every single day. So thanks for your help.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure.
It's a lot of fun, too. I mean, to hand out Polaris Rangers and things like that's got to be a kick in the head for you.
They're great phone calls to make. Hey, you're a winner. Here's what you want.
Yeah, it's quite often you'll get that joy, but again, thank you again. YC depends on it. Again, that's the big gun raffle, and the drawing, the early bird raffle drawing is when?
It's going to be on the 5th of September. It's going to be a Saturday at 2 p.m. at Sprague's.
I got to get my tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about that more after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Right now, you can get a pair of kids' eyeglasses for only $49.99. Visit nationwidevision.com for more information.
See the Nationwide Vision difference. Nationwide Vision.
Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
KBLU News Talk 560 is in search of motivated individuals to join its radio and digital marketing team in the greater Yuma area. The ideal candidate will have an interest in helping our business customers succeed, have the desire to be successful, the curiosity to find out more, computer skills, problem solving, creativity, and dedication are all required. Sound like a fit for you? Apply online by sending your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com or go to our website, edbroadcasters.com, and click on Careers. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
The coronavirus pandemic has hit families hard. Senator Martha McSally knows how difficult it's been.
This is the most challenging year that people have had in their lifetime.
And Senator Martha McSally delivered critical funding for our hospitals to save lives and vital aid for Arizona small businesses, saving 1 million jobs, and with them, precious health insurance for families. Now, Senator Martha McSally is working to help small businesses again, to save more jobs, and to protect the health insurance families depend on. Senator McSally's bill, S-4117, would cut government red tape and make it easier for small businesses to get the resources they need to keep Arizonans employed. Call Senator Martha McSally at 602-952-2410 and urge her to pass S-4117, cutting red tape and helping small businesses. Tell Senator McSally to keep fighting to save our jobs and health insurance. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
This Mask Up message is brought to you as a public service by Bowman, Smith & Callen, Yuma's people's lawyers.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Heat alert! Heat alert! This is a heat warning from Hyundai of Yuma. August is one of the hottest months in Yuma with record-breaking heat. It's so hot that the prices are melting at Hyundai of Yuma. Like $5,000 off new 2020 Santa Fe's or $4,000 off new 2020 Tucson's. And during the epic summer sales event, even the rates have melted to a low 0% financing on select models. Remember, all new Hyundais come with a limited 10-year 100,000-mile warranty. So during this epic event, all offers will be considered and all credit applications will be accepted. So come out today and be cool with these amazing offers only at Hyundai of Yuma. Hyundai of Yuma buys cars. No matter the condition, we will pay top dollar for your trade-in. Bring it in today for a quick appraisal. If you like the offer, you can either trade it in or sell it to us directly. Hyundai of Yuma, a proud Yuma Strong and Vet-owned dealership. Visit in person on 32nd Street or online 24-7 at HyundaiofYuma.com.
All offers plus tax, title, license, rebates, or remove any finance offer. 0% approval of any rebates on approved credit. See you over today.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. Richard Sprague, owner, general manager, Sprague Sports. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, John.
You have any of the titles in those?
Chief Cook and Bottle Watch.
Amen. I'm with you there. Chris Bettinger, Region 4 Public Affairs and Community Liaison, Arizona Game of the Fish. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, John.
We've been doing this before dove season now for 5 years. It just keeps getting more fun.
Seems like longer.
More challenges this year, for sure.
But like good humans, you've pivoted, you've made it work, you've made it right, you've been conscientious, you've been respectful, and it's working.
We've adapted. I mean, we've... Like I said earlier, Arizona's open for hunting, fishing, outdoor activities. Outside is recommended activities. And we're still trying to do some of the events. Like I mentioned earlier, 4 years ago we started a dev cooking contest, the world championship dev cooking contest, because on the other side of hunting is eating. And so we wanted to highlight that end by providing recipes and a cooking demonstration. And this would have been the fourth year, I believe, of
I would say so.
And that event has been taken over by a group out of Phoenix called Backcountry Hunter and Anglers, and we're thankful that they were able to do that for us last year, and they actually combined the event with the Beat the Heat Festival downtown, which has been canceled, of course. So this year, the group's still coming down. They're going to come down and hunt dove, and then they're going to do some sort of Facebook Live cooking demonstration with their dove
nice.
Over the weekend. And so the group, again, is Backcountry Hunter and Anglers. They're on Facebook, and if you're interested in that, they'll probably have some recipes and stuff after they're done. But we're pretty thankful that group has stepped up and helped us out with that. Because, like I said, cooking is the best part for me.
Yeah, and I don't know all there is to know about that group, but they seem like a great group, and they are concerned with basically access to the outdoors. It's not just about hunting and fishing. It's about rock climbing and campers and
backpacking, everything. So they have groups from every single demographic.
It's just maintaining access to the outdoors. So,
okay, and that's Backcountry Hunters
and Anglers.
And Anglers, yep. Okay. Because I want to make sure that people that go to that Facebook page for the Facebook Live event.
Yep.
Because that sounds like fun.
And they're still looking for a location. They're trying to work something out on Main Street, and if not, they might do it out at our office. But in any event, we'll have that information on the yumadoveman.com as soon as it's available.
Just don't be anywhere near the birds can watch, okay?
Right.
They can camp out on the front porch of Sprigg if they want.
Yeah.
They can have the classroom.
Some of those. Oh, you want them out there? We'll recommend that if you want it.
I can see it happening in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only concern would be, well, we've got good parking lots on both sides of us. So
the first time you had a barbecue in your parking lot.
Yeah. It's just hot outside.
It is hot.
Stuff.
But without mentioning Lowe's, you could have them park there and walk over.
Without mentioning Lowe's.
Let's not mention Lowe's. You know, let's not do that. But again, I think having all those events, making it as normal as we can make it under these circumstances. But again, my strongest recommendation is to do two things. YumaDoveHunting.com. I think that's where a lot of the information resides. But if you want some one-on-one coaching and some folks to really help you through it, 928-726-0022. That's Sprague Sports. The men and women that work there really care deeply about gun safety, hunter safety, doing it right, you're doing it correctly for generations to come. I think that's what really catches me about dove hunting and hunting in general. It's generational, and we're teaching children, we're teaching folks to do it right. And I think that's the key. And you talk about the classroom.
It's a big part of Yuma's history, too. I mean, dove hunting in Yuma has been going on for 100 years now. And we've adapted to the changes in agriculture, we've adapted to everything. The dove are still here, and the people still come. So we just want people to be safe and have a great time and be respectful of other people while you're out, especially this year with everything that's going on.
And we did it earlier, too, a tip of the hat to the hunters that go out there and do it right, clean up after themselves, but also a nod to the farmers that are gracious enough and communicate with you guys almost on a daily basis is, yeah, do it here, do it right. But without those the farmers in town, I don't think this happens. So thank you to all the farmers out there that allow the dove hunters to roam around and do their thing.
Yeah, you know, just keep in mind, it's private property out there. This is truly private property. It's like being in, you know, it's not quite the same, but, you know,
somebody's backyard.
Somebody's front yard or backyard,
right.
You just need to be completely respectful of it. If it's a groomed field, be careful of it. Don't go out into it. If it says organic, stay out of it. And just pick up every little thing and a little bit extra if you can while you're out there.
Yeah, that's part of the reason we do a cleanup, too, is just to thank those farmers for opening up that land, because access is very important for us. So our efforts to do a cleanup after the dove season is over is not really to clean up after hunters, but more to thank the farmers that have offered up their property to us so that we could have a safe and open hunting season. So So there is currently a cleanup plan. We don't have details yet because we're still trying to work out how we're going to do some of it virtually, but it will typically the weekend after the season ends on the 15th, we will do a cleanup, and it'll probably stage in Richard's parking lot like it normally does. For more information on that, just stay tuned to the yumadovehunting.com, and we'll have it up there as soon as it's available.
Okay, probably be the 19th, that Saturday.
Probably.
Okay. Yes. And again, and you'll do all the things that you do, but again, social distance and doing it right, I think that's one of the things that we can rely on you, Richard, and most of the merchants in Yuma, to rely on them to do it right, and they are. It's not optimum, but we're getting through it, and the numbers are favorable. I like the fact that numbers are coming down, but again, let's stay vigilant, and let's do it right.
Absolutely.
Yep. Again, the Facebook Live event, which will be Saturday the 5th, the Backcountry Hunters.
Yeah, we don't have all the details yet. They're still trying to find a location, but as soon as that information is available, it's probably going to be the Saturday the 5th, that evening, I think is what they're looking for.
Okay.
After the sun goes down and they're done hunting, perhaps. But again, as soon as we have more information about that event, it'll be on you.
They could do it at Truckmate, too, underneath our our solar on canopy. I think there's a Trump rally bus coming through, I think that weekend, and I think they might be parked out in front of our Truckmate store. Big long Trump promotion bus.
So I can smell the barbecue cooking.
That's I'm thinking.
I mean, this thing is starting to percolate into quite the event.
Yeah, you can have them if they want to take on that challenge.
But again, yumadovehunting.com. And let's talk about, again, your warm-up this Sunday at Adair. That starts at 7 a.m.?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Do I have to sign up for that?
Nope, just show up.
Okay. And bring your ammo, bring your shotguns, and warm up and get
and
ready.
And they are asking for everyone to be respectful and courteous and wear a mask out there.
Smart.
That's the leadership of Yuma Trap and Feed Club has asked for that. So.
Good. And then the youth hunt, again, go to YVRGC.com. That's Yuma Valley Rod and Gun Club for the youth hunt information.
That'll be opening day.
The sign-ups are limited.
Yep, 36 spots.
Okay.
And they've got some prizes. They're going to give away some stuff. I think every youth ages 17 and under will come away with a goodie bag, and it's supported by Yuma Rod and Gun Club and others. Like we'll pitch in on it as well at Sprague's. So it'll be worthwhile.
Anything new and exciting at Sprague's? You have time for shameless plug?
Shameless plug. We have expansion plans. We're going to be adding, working on it. We have plans before the city right now to add 5 lanes to our indoor range and to remodel and our classroom and our range retail area. So I think it's going to be awesome when they get done.
Are Yetis on sale this week?
You know what? Yetis are not on sale, but actually Yetis are in short supply right now because of all the outdoor activity, I assume, plus everything else that's complicated life in the supply chain out there in manufacturing. So, I mean, it's like, yeah. I mean, the drinkware is more available, but the hard side coolers are tight right now.
Fascinating.
I know.
Again, when manufacturing stopped, it affected supply chains throughout this great country of ours.
Yeah.
It truly did. But, again, it's not on sale, but it can't be had.
We've got a decent selection of drinkware, and some of the soft coolers, but the hard side coolers are in short supply.
And for I can't say this enough, for great coaching, go to Sprague Sports. Give them a call, 928-726-0022. Gentlemen, it's been a blast. Any last words, Chris?
Just have a safe hunt, and please, if you can, buy your license and tags online before you get here. Save yourself a little time.
And you'll want to check out shameless plug number two is our our Dove Opener t-shirt this year is pretty cool, all about social distancing Yuma style.
35 yards?
About 35 yards.
That's social distancing in my book.
Yep.
I've enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great Wednesday. Bye for now.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
The one-hour air conditioning and heating studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.